This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Is the abortion drug safe? That is a question being debated in federal court, pointing back to the decision made by the Food and Drug Administration two decades ago. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek issued a national injunction on the use of mifepristone. The case then went to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Are the drugs used for chemical abortion safe? Obviously, they're not safe for the unborn child. Since the first drug is used to block progesterone and kill the baby, the second drug causes uterine contractions to expel the dead or dying baby. But the question before the court is whether the drug is safe for the mother. This is no small issue, since the Guttmacher Institute estimates that more than half of all abortions are done using the drugs in a chemical abortion. If you have followed the debate surrounding the abortion drug, you have probably heard that it is safer than Tylenol. The FDA reports that there have been just 28 deaths from the abortion drug. By contrast, over 150 Americans died each year from Tylenol, usually because of an overdose. Dr. Randall O'Banion, Director of Education and Research for the National Right to Life, puts these numbers in context. Yes, there have been 150 Tylenol deaths, but Americans take 25 billion doses of Tylenol each year. There have only been 5.6 million chemical abortions since the FDA approval. Once he ran the numbers, he concluded that your risk of dying from the abortion drugs is 833 times higher than your risk of dying from Tylenol. And I might mention that the risk of a woman facing a complication and having to go to the emergency room is quite high. Doesn't look like the abortion drug is as safe as we've been led to believe. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.